Papa Loriano was staff holder at the time, and while we were working, he told us that when Inca was building Cusco, the home of our ancestors, it was an open pampa, completely flat, with no mountains at all, and the wind would come roaring through like a rushing bull, knocking down any wall or house Inca put up. And so they say that one day Inca told his wife, "Damn, this wind won't let me work. I'm going to lock it away in a corral till I've finished making Cusco." Just like that, Inca went to La Raya to lock up the wind, and to do so he built a huge corral. As he was herding the wind in and was just about to shut it away, Inca Kula suddenly appeared. They say the wind belongs to Inca Kula, and that's why the Kula region is completely flat and so very windy. Inca Kula said, "Why do you want to lock up my wind?" "So I can build my town," Inca replied. "If you want to build your town, I'll let you lock up my wind, but just for one day. But if you're not able to finish it that day, you never will, because I'll bring in my wind with so much force, it will sweep away everything." Faced with this situation, Inca tied down the sun, turning time into a very long day. When he'd finished building Cusco, his wife told him, "You'd better make lots of windbreaks, because when Inca Kula sets the wind loose, it's surely going to blow again." With that in mind, Inca built mountains all around Cusco, and those are the mountains that have been there ever since. I was thinking about that story, about Inca building Cusco and wanting to prolong the day, mindful of Inca Kula's wind. It was the rainy season. Rain and snow were falling day and night, and the hills and pampas were white with the snowfall. I think it was a Tuesday when we set out, traveling just like that, not even able to see the road. The mules and horses were slogging along, and then late in the afternoon, when Sunfather was on his way down, he came out for just a moment. The mountains turned completely white and began to shimmer till they glowed like mirrors. That must have been what burned my eyes, making me snow blind. It was already night when we reached a stopover on a hill slope where another mule driver, together with his wife and half a dozen mules, had also put up. His wife was big with child, almost due. As we unloaded the mules, the rain began coming down hard, and lightning bolts exploded nearby like dynamite. We were all scared out of our wits. The mules and horses were also frightened and were bucking in the corral, trying to escape, until Wiracucha Jacinto ordered his two work hands, "Get up on the corral and stop them!"